Welcome to Refuge of Love. This podcast comes to you from Delaware. I'm Tracy. And I just want to provide to you a comfortable space. A place to run into God's love and find destiny and purpose. If you haven't heard it today, I love you. Smile, baby. Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what? I love you. More importantly, God loves you. How often does God hear us asking for signs? Show me your real. What about me? Asking. Can you do it for me? Asking. I see what you help everybody else. I hear what you do for everybody else. Asking.
But how often do we really see or hear
the answers he gives?
How often are those signs
enough
for us to just merely
believe?
How often does he see
us
get it right on the first
time?
Why do we sometimes blatantly ignore the signs and those that may be used to deliver the life-changing message?
He loves us enough to
warn us.
He gives us insight
to the blessings
on the way.
It's up to us to be in tune
and to be aware,
being willing to listen and see him at work. We can't be judgmental of the packaging of the gift
or the messenger.
Don't be so devastated when the world tries to knock
you backwards.
We must accept the warnings before the
destruction.
The story of Noah is an example of not listening and not being accepted.
Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
So at some point, there was nothing but wickedness in man. Something that God created and said was good had become rotten to the core. God's heart was troubled to the point he wanted to erase the very existence of what he created. You ever had a project so frustrating you wanted to give up on it? You wanted to throw it away?
You wanted to throw it away.
How about that relationship that you refused to walk away from? That relationship that you know ain't no good,
but just something good about it.
They just can't seem or want to do the right thing. How is it out of so many, there's only one one willing to stand and go against the grain, willing to stand out, willing to not do what everyone else is doing. It doesn't say Noah had everything together
or figured out.
It doesn't say he was loved or liked by everyone, but he was loved and found favor in the only one
that really matters.
Like someone else before him, his great grandfather Enoch, he found favor with God. There was something about them that God wanted to be around and share things with. Some things that we may never know. Wouldn't that be fascinating? In spite of how the world is living, you decide to live in a way that God chooses you to
call a friend.
He decides to pick special times and places to visit and converse with you.
To call a friend. What we do know is Noah was told to build and prepare for a flood.
Warn others and give them a chance to prepare and get on the ship.
Get on board.
How much different would things be? How much different would the story be if they would have just listened?
How different could your story be?
If you would have just listened when the warnings came, if you would have just listened when they told you to go this direction, how many times have you been flooded with the results
of your decisions?
Through Noah, the warning was sounded. For some reason, the people didn't see the same qualities that God saw.
At least not enough to trust and heed the warning.
To see a man building and ignore it day in and out, Noah is diligently working and preparing
for what's to come.
And it's being a scene of entertainment and mockery. They're making a joke of him. One man working knowing there's a reward at the end.
One man.
And it being nothing to others that he wishes would just see the benefit.
Noah was a man obviously good with his hands and proficient at following instructions.
And being consistent enough to see the task through.
Got to see it through, my boy. Got to see it through.
A man from birth. To bring changes to those around him.
That's what his name literally meant, in a roundabout kind of sort of way, and with definitions and all that. The image of righteousness.
What is it that made it so hard to listen? What is it that makes it so hard for you today to take heed to the warnings or even believe when you're told something good is on the way for you? We see it every day. God chooses who he wants to bless, and he also knows when some things need to come to an end. Does it always have to take God's decision to put things to an end?
Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with wickedness. God saw how corrupt the earth was, for every creature had corrupted its way on the earth. Imagine a father being so upset. Then God said to Noah, I have decided to put an end to every creature, for the earth is filled with wickedness because of them. So angry. therefore I'm going to destroy them along with the earth.
Imagine a father's grief. Imagine a father being so hurt, being overwhelmed to the point of wanting to rid the world all.
Does it have to take God's extreme before we take heed? We see every day the times and people get more and more
to put his foot down before we turn.
We have the capabilities to turn some things around before God steps in.
Noah's people were heading down.
Do we really have to be flooded with God's wrath?
We see hurt, hate, and division every day.
The wars, confusion, and wickedness.
There's war, confusion, and turn now before wickedness.
Who's willing to stand out today for something greater than themselves?
Not looking down on anyone, but how are you living? Are you fitting in or just living? The things that man ignores are the very reasons why God created me.
Who among us is willing to be the exception to the generation? Who's willing to be the one?
Get on board to call a friend. Show me you're real. Got to see it through.
Refuge is here for you. Shoot us an email at refugeof302@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at refugelove. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or whatever your favorite platform is. Beats are produced by 4-5 Beats. You can find them on Instagram at FOFIVE Beats. Smile, baby.